on top of the world. I'm rolling along, yes, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, yes, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, just told the parson, hey, Paul, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. Don't want any million, I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit, just one, that's all I can wear. A bundle of money don't make me feel gay. A sweet little honey is making me sad. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, yes, singing a song. Hallelujah, just told a parson, hey, I'll get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm gonna fall. Yeah, I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along.
That's a funny one. Isn't that funny?
It's hysterical, Manny. As long as we're laughing, we won't cry over the box office. Talk about depressing.
20 girls with feather boas prancing around like circus ponies. That's depressing.
I love a good chorus line.
What's this?
It's a play.
Who wrote it, Annie?
Some guy. Driscoll.
Driscoll.
From the Federal Theater.
Don't knock it, honey.
At least they got an audience.
It'll pick up. Isn't that right, Manny? It always does.
See you tomorrow.
The trick is to start to build right from the back of your throat.
Works well out of the nose, too.
Have you eaten today?
Oh, I'm not hungry. Don't worry about me.
Hey, you're all I've got. Come on, take me to dinner.
Okay. You think the kitchen will still be open on Thursday?
Oh, this is perfect.
It's no use. The show, it's over. It's done. I'm done. I'm leaving, Annie. I'm going back to Chicago. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Annie. Ever since you were small, people have been letting you down. You got to think of yourself now. You should try out for that part. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Every time you reach out for something you care about, fate comes along and snatches it away. But not this time, Annie. Not this time.
Oh, hello, Mr. Weston.
Oh, jeez. Look, miss, I told you already. Call my office. Leave your resume with my secretary.
Now, why would I want to do that when we can talk about it in person?
Because that's what a smart girl would do.
But I already sent you my resume. You returned it unopened.
What can I say? Jack Driscoll's very particular about who he works with.
Just an audition. That's all we must.
Please, don't give up.
Mr. Weston, I know this role backwards.
That's too bad, because we just gave the part to someone else. I'm sorry, kid. The play is cast. I know times are tough. You want my advice? Use what you got. You're not bad looking. A girl like you doesn't have to starve. There's a new place. Just opened. Listen, princess. This gig ain't the palace, you understand? Ask for Kenny Kay. Tell him I sent you. Just play the date. Take the money. Forget you was ever there.
How much more is there?
Another 5 reels.
Lights up.
This is it. This is what we get for our 40 grand denim, another one of your safari pictures.
You promised us romantic scenes with Bruce Baxter and Maureen McKenzie.
Come on, fellas, you know the deal. We agreed to push Maureen's start date so she could get her teeth fixed.
It's not the principle of the thing, it's the money.
Carl, you've been in production for over 2 months.
Trust me, Bruce and Maureen are going to steam up the screen once we get them on the ship.
What ship?
The one that we hired to get to the location.
What location? Carl, you're supposed to be shooting on the back lot.
Yes, I understand that, but fellas, we're not making that film anymore. And I'll tell you why. The story has changed. The script has been rewritten. Life intervened. I've come into possession of a map. The sole surviving record of an uncharted island. A place that was thought to exist only in myth. Until now.
Whoa, Carl. Slow down.
Is he asking for more money?
He's asking us to fund a wild goose chase.
I'm talking about a primitive world. Never before seen by man. The ruins of an entire civilization. The most spectacular thing you've ever seen. That's where I'll shoot my picture. Will there be boobies?
Boobies?
Jiggies, jablongas, bazoons. In my experience, people only go to these films to observe the undraped form of the native girls.
What are you, an idiot? You think they asked DeMille if he would waste his time on nudie shots? No, they respected the filmmaker. They showed some class. Not that you'd know what that means, you cheap lowlife.
Would you step out for a moment, Carl?
Give me that, quick.
You won't like it. It's non-alcoholic.
Preston. Business.
Don't run him off, fellas. He's hot-headed, sure, but Carl Denham's made some interesting pictures. He's had a lot of near success.
He's a preening self-promoter.
Ambitious, no talent. The guy's got loser written all over him.
I understand your disappointment.
He can't be read. He doesn't have the smarts.
He's washed up. It's all over town.
This jumped-up little turd's gonna bankrupt us.
The animal footage has value?
Sure. Universal are desperate for stock footage.
Then sell it. Scrap the picture. We've got to retrieve something from this debacle.
Get him back in.
Mr. Denham.
I want the cast and crew on the ship within the hour.
No, Carl, you can't do
this. Tell them the studio pressured us into an early departure.
It's not ethical.
What are they going to do, sue me? Huh? Get in line. I'm not gonna let him kill my film.
Wait, you realize that none of the camera equipment is on board. We have no permits, no visas.
That's why I have you, Preston.
We have no insurance, we have no foreign currency. In fact, we have no currency of any kind.
Get in there.
Who's gonna pay for the ship?
Get in. You get out of there! Come here! Step on it! Go step on it! Shut up! You better shut up!
Don't worry, Preston. I've had a lot of practice at this.
real good at crapping the crappers.
Red label, 80% proof, to be packed in a crate marked lemonade.
You got it. Tell Maureen she doesn't have 6 hours to put on her face. She wants to be in this picture, she gotta be on that boat.
She doesn't want to be in this picture. Maureen pulled out.
She pulled out?
Yesterday. I told you.
You said we were shooting in Singapore, right?
That's what you told her. Yeah, but we're not shooting in Singapore.
God damn it, Preston. All you had to do was look her in the eye and lie. I gotta get to the phone. Talk to Carlos' people. She's unavailable. Myrna Loy? Clara Bow? Mae West? You'll never get her into a size 4.
You gotta get a girl that'll fit into Maureen's costumes.
Faye's a size 4.
Yes, she is, but she is doing a picture with RKO.
Cooper, huh? I might have known.
You're not listening. We gotta delay the shoot. Shut production down. We can't sail tonight.
Not an option.
Carl!
I said I'd find a girl. For God's sake, Preston, think like a winner. Call Jack. I need that goddamn screenplay.
Defeat is always momentary.
Ma'am, I think you dropped this.
Vaudeville, huh? I worked vaudeville once. That is a tough audience. If you don't kill them fast, they kill you.
Mr. Denham, I want you to know that I'm not in the habit of accepting charity from strangers. Or, for that matter, taking things that don't belong to me.
It's obviously a terrible misunderstanding.
It's just that I haven't been paid in a while.
That's awful. Anyway, Anne, may I call you Anne?
You wouldn't happen to be a size 4 by any chance?
No. Oh, God, no. You've got me all wrong. Miss Darrow, please. I'm not that type of person at all.
What type of person are you?
I'm someone you can trust, Anne. I'm a movie producer. Believe me, I am on the level. No funny business. Please sit down. Okay. Anne, I want you to imagine a handsome explorer bound for the Far East.
You're filming in the Far East?
Singapore. On board ship, he meets a mysterious girl. She's beautiful. She's fragile. And she can't escape the feeling that forces beyond her control are compelling her down a road from which she cannot draw back. It's as if her whole life has been a prelude to this moment. This fateful meeting that changes everything. And sure enough, against her better judgment,
she falls in love.
Yes.
But she doesn't trust it. She's not even sure if she believes in love.
Really?
If she loves someone, it's doomed.
Why is that?
Good things never last, Mr. Denham.
So you're interested. Good.
That's settled then.
Now, I don't want to rush you, but we are under some time pressure here.
Well, I really...
Anne, I'm telling you. You're perfect. Look at you. You're the saddest girl I've ever met. You're going to make them weep, Anne. You're going to break their hearts.
See, that's where you're wrong, Mr. Denham. I make people laugh. That's what I do. Good luck with your picture.
And, Mystera, please, I'm offering you money. Adventure, fame, the thrill of a lifetime, and a long sea voyage. You want to read a script? Jack Driscoll's turning in a draft as we speak.
Jack Driscoll?
Sure, why? Wait, you know him?
No, not personally. I've seen his plays.
What a writer, huh? And let me tell you, Anne, Jack Driscoll does not want just anyone starring in this picture. He said to me, Carl, somewhere out there is a woman born to play this role. And as soon as I saw you, I knew.
Knew what?
It was always going to be you. Actually, this one over here. No bad appearances to see you. It's much more spacious on board.
Is this all of the equipment?
Yeah.
This is all of it?
Yeah.
We're taking the bell now.
Good. Carl? Yes. Get on board, fellas. Come on. They're on their way. I've just had word.
Who?
Men in uniform. The studio called the cops. Engelhorn, cast off. Hoist up the mainsail, raise the anchor, whatever the hell it is you do, we gotta leave.
Cannot do that. We're waiting on the manifest.
What? Who? English, please.
Paperwork, Mr. Denham.
I'll give you another 1,000 to leave right now.
You haven't given me the first 1,000 yet.
Can we talk about this later? Can't you see we're in the company of a VIP guest?
Ma'am.
And Darrow.
So you are ready for this voyage, Miss Darrow?
Sure.
Nervous?
Nervous? No. Why? Should I be?
It isn't every woman who would take such a risk.
Why don't I show Miss Darrow to her cabin?
Wonderful idea. Thank you, Preston.
Miss Darrow, if you would just... Hi, my name is Preston Carlson.
2,000, it's a deal. Will you take a check?
Do I have a choice?
Please follow me. If there's anything that you need, excuse me, Carlos. If there's anything that you need, please don't hesitate to ask.
Oh, Jesus!
Jeff, you scared me. Listen. If anyone comes to the door, don't open it. You haven't seen me. Say I got depressed and committed suicide.
Say I stuck my head down the toilet. You want one?
No, I can't stay, Carl. I got a rehearsal, which I'm now 3 hours late. What's this? What's the script? This is a script? Jack, this is 15 pages.
I know, but they're good. You got 15 good pages there, Carl.
I'm supposed to be making a feature-length picture.
You told me I had more time. I'm sorry. Look, I gotta go.
No, Jack, you can't do this to me. I have a beginning, but I need a middle and an end. I gotta have something to shoot.
Look, you got my notes. I gotta go, pal. See ya.
All right, fine. Might as well settle up.
You gonna pay me?
I'm not gonna stiff a friend.
I've never known you to volunteer cash before.
How's $2,000 sound?
Sounds great.
Thought it might.
Sounds great.
Start from the beginning. $2,000.
It is the 29th, isn't it?
Oh, come on, it's the 25th. It's the 25th.
God, I'm sorry.
It'll just take a second.
Never mind, Carl. Just pay me when you get back.
All right.
Your cabin is the last on the left, Mr. Baxter. And may I just say how excited we are to have you back with us, sir.
Oh, say a piece for it. Lend a hand here, would you?
Here, I'm trying to... I gotta get...
Christ. Appreciate the help, fella.
Let me get the door for you. Welcome to your state room, sir.
Let's slow ahead both, Mr. Ace.
Let's slow ahead both, Captain.
I'm telling you, Jack, there's no money in theater.
You're much better off sticking with film.
I don't do it for the money, Carl. I happen to love the theater.
No, you don't.
If you really loved it, you would have jumped.
Very comfortable. Plenty of dim light, fresh door.
Jesus, what do you keep down here?
Lion, tiger, hippo, you name it.
What are you selling to zoos?
Zoo, circus. Skipper get big money for rare animal.
Careful! Camel have bad accident on floor. Stain unremovable. Skipper catch any wild animal you want. You do a real good price on right wino.
Joy. My apologies for not being able to offer you a cabin. Have you found an enclosure to your taste?
Spoil for choice.
What are you, Mr. Driscoll? A lion? Or a chimpanzee? Take this one. To look it up.
Sorry, Skipper. Lumpy.
Lumpy doesn't give the orders. What are you trying to do it with the whole ship to sleep? Get them out of here.
compliments of the chef.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, lamb's brains and walnut sauce.
Jimmy! Run those ropes up on deck like I told you.
Doing it now, Mr. Hayes.
How about you turn Mrs. Driscoll's pen first? You don't mean no harm.
Thanks.
I'll keep him out of your way.
It's okay.
It's just Eliza down here. That's where I found him 4 years ago. Stowed away in one of the back cages. His arm was broken in two places. He was wilder than half the animals in here. He still won't tell me where he came from. But it wasn't any place good. You gotta straighten up. Jimmy, you don't want to be on this ship the rest of your life.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't, Jimmy. You gotta be smart. Get yourself educated. Give yourself some options. Take this seriously.
I do, Mr. Hayes. I do. Look. I've been reading.
Where'd you get this?
I borrowed it. On long-term loan. Look at this. Look. Adventures on a tramp steamer, see? Just like us.
It's so nice to meet you, Mr. Driscoll. I'm actually quite familiar with your work. Yes. Hello, Mr. Driscoll. It's so nice to meet you. Actually, I'm quite familiar with your work. I'm a huge fan. I've read everything you've ever written. No, too much.
We're gonna have the ship's engines all over the dial lock. Seagulls. Camera noise, wind, Christmas bells.
I don't care, Mike. You're the sound recordist. Make it work.
Anne, come on in. Let me introduce you to the crew. This is Herb, the cameraman.
Oh. Delighted to meet you.
Likewise.
Yes, say what a lovely dress.
Oh, this old thing. I just threw it on.
It's not one of Maureen's costumes?
Now, what does a girl have to do around here to get some breakfast, huh?
Lumpy, you heard the lady.
Francie Meyer, porridge out of walnuts.
Oh, Anne, I don't believe you've met, Anne?
That's all right, Mr. Denham. I know who this is. Thrilled to meet you. It's an honor to be a part of this.
Gee, thanks.
Actually, I'm quite familiar with your work.
Really?
Yes, and what I most admire is the way you've captured the voice of the common people.
Well, that's my job.
I'm sure you've heard this before, Mr. Driscoll, if you don't mind me saying, but you don't look at all like your photograph.
Wait a minute, Anne.
So much younger in person and much better looking.
Anne, stop. Stop right there.
You see, I was just afraid that you might be one of those self-obsessed literary types.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
You know, the Tweety twerp with his nose in his book and his head up his hat.
It's nice to meet you too, Miss Darrow. Standing at the railing. She doesn't know it yet.
but they are sailing towards disaster. You got that?
Okay, so she turns. First mate is staggering towards her. There's a knife sticking out of his back.
Wait a sec. We're killing off the first mate?
That's assuming she knows who the first mate is.
Come on, Jack. It was an honest mistake. Ant is nearsighted. It could happen to anyone.
I was joking, Carl.
The point is she's horrified. She has to look away. And that's when she sees it.
Sees what? What? The island. Filming on an island now. When did this happen?
Shh, Jack, keep your voice down.
I don't want the crew getting spooked. Why would they get spooked? What's it called?
All right. It has a local name, but I'm warning you, Jack, it doesn't sound good.
They call it.
Did you get that?
What's wrong with this place?
There's nothing officially wrong with it. Because technically, it hasn't been discovered yet.
So we arrive at this place. S. A.
Never been on one with a woman before.
I guess you don't think much of women on ships, do you?
No, they're a nuisance.
Well, I'll try not to be.
Just being around is trouble.
Cut! Great. Bruce, wonderful performance. You can relax for 10 minutes.
Very natural. I felt, moved.
What do you think? Driscoll dialogue's got some flow now, huh?
That was pure effluence.
I beefed up the banter.
Try to resist that impulse, hmm?
It's just a little bit of humor, bud. What are you, a Bolshevik or something?
Actors. Travel the world, all they ever see is a mirror. Legs. Sea legs. Yeah, not that you don't have good legs. I'm just making conversation. Miss Darrow, about the scene today with you and Bruce.
I know it wasn't what you wrote, but Mr. Baxter felt very strongly that when a man likes a woman, he must ignore her. And if things turn really hostile, then... No?
Interesting theory.
I know. I should have...
It wasn't what I had intended, but...
I'm sorry. I was...
I mean, you made it your own.
I was nervous.
It was funny, actually. You were funny.
Oh, please don't say another word.
Mr. Harrow. You don't have to be nervous.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take it.
Would you please? We're trying to shoot a scene. Thank you.
We're close.
Turn southwest.
There's no land southwest for thousands of miles. Takes us way outside the shipping lanes. I won't sail blind in these waters.
I'll make it worth your while.
There's nothing out there.
Well, then you've nothing to lose.
Tell you this ship was headed for Singapore. What would you say?
I would say they're full of it, Mr. Hayes.
Well, he turned southwest last night.
Gentlemen, please.
We're not looking for trouble.
No.
You're looking for something else.
Yes, we are. We're going to find Skull Island. Find it, film it, and show it to the world. For 25 cents, you get to see the last blank space on the map.
I wouldn't be so sure of that.
What do you mean?
7 years ago, me and Mr. Hayes were working our passage on a Norwegian bark.
Picked up a castaway, found him in the water. He'd been drifting for days.
His ship had run aground on an island way west of Sumatra. An island hidden in fog. He spoke of a huge wall built so long ago, no one knew who'd made it. A wall 100 foot high, strong today as it was ages ago.
Why'd they build the wall?
The castaway. He spoke of a creature, neither beast nor man, but something monstrous living behind that wall.
A lion or a tiger? A man-eater. That's how all these stories start.
What else did he say?
Nothing. We found him the next morning. He'd stuck a knife through his heart.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, fellas. You'll have to do better than that. Come on. Monsters belong in B-movies.
If you find this place, if you go ashore with your friends and your cameras, you won't come back. Just as long as you understand that.
Me.
not about words.
Changing course. Engelhorn,
outside.
You can't...
There's a warrant out for your arrest. Did you know that? I've been ordered to divert to Rangoon.
Another week. I haven't got a film yet. I have risked everything I have on this.
No, Denham. You risked everything I have.
What do you want? Tell me what you want. I'll give you anything.
I want you off my ship. Set a course for Rangoon in this place.
I'm finished.
It's over for me, Jack. How'd you think this would end, Carl?
Check all position. Use the stars.
There are no stars, Captain.
What is that?
What?
That. That right there.
I don't know. What is it, a coffee stain? Captain.
20 fathoms, no bottom.
Reduce speed. Steerage way only.
Destroy it both. You should stop the ship.
15 degrees port.
We're getting out of here, Mr. Hayes. We'll find clear conditions.
We have seabed!
Another reading!
22 fathoms!
Douse the lights.
Aye, Captain.
Everywhere! Take the relays!
What about the drop?
Chef, that fitness force is killed! The machine's stuck hard against the rock!
Captain!
You better come out quick!
Up there!
Want me to bring them back?
I don't give a damn about Cardano.
I want the ship fixed and ready to float on the next high tide. Come on, move it!
We're leaving, Mr. Hayes.
Can you believe this, Jack? You got a picture.
Why does Marlowe keep going up the river? Why doesn't he turn back?
There's a part of him that wants to, Jimmy. A part deep inside himself that sounds a warning. But there's another part that needs to know. To defeat the thing which makes him afraid. Could not understand because we were too far, and could not remember because we were traveling in the night of first ages, and those ages that are gone, leaving hardly a sign and no memories. We are accustomed to look upon the shackled form of a conquered monster, but there you could look at a thing monstrous and free.
It's not an adventure story. Is it, Mr. Hayes?
No, Jimmy. It's not.
Use your eyes, Preston. The place is a ruin. Nobody's lived here for hundreds of years.
Mr. Denham, I think we should go back.
All right, we'll handle this.
Look, chocolate. You like chocolate? It's good to eat. Huh?
You want?
Take it. Here, put it in your hand and take it.
For God's sake, Denham, leave the native alone.
He doesn't want the chocolate. Get away. He's still there.
Wife died doing what he believed in. He didn't die for nothing. I'll send him something else. I'm gonna finish this film for Mike. I'll finish it. And I'll donate the proceeds to his wife and kids. Because that man is a hero. And he deserves nothing less.
Behind the wall! Behind the wall!
Hayes, and 15 others. I'll put a guard on the gate until you return. The rest of you stay with the ship.
Not you, Jimmy.
Come on, Mr. Hayes. Look at him. None of them knows where to point a gun.
Stay here.
The Sparrow needs me.
No.
Bring the tripod and all of the film stuff.
You want to go to the 6-inch lens?
The wide angle will do just fine.
You've got guns, you've got food, you've got ammo. You've got 24 hours.
24 hours?
This time tomorrow, we haul anchor.
Thank you.
Christ, it's a bleeding boneyard. They've been ripping him from limb.
Anne! Anne!
Keep walking, Mr. Hayes, but then he didn't see me.
Jesus, Jimmy.
I don't need that.
I'm not giving you a gun.
You were younger than me when they gave you one.
I was in the army. I was trained. I had a drill sergeant.
I want to help bring her back.
Don't make me regret it.
We don't have time for this.
We've lost too much ground already. Come on, get up.
They're not about to quit, are you? Cut them some slack.
All right, you got 5 minutes. Everybody stay in sight.
Over here. I'm going to get a wide shot of the valley.
Took Miss Darrow.
There's only one creature capable of leaving a footprint that size. The abominable snowman. It's got to be, what, 20, 25 feet?
Carl saw it. Let's ask him.
Daniel. Where'd he go?
Forward, Bruce.
What?
You're the star of this picture. Get into character and hit toward the animals.
Are you sure about this, Denham? Don't we have a stand-in for this type of thing?
I need you in the shot or people will say they're fake.
Well, nobody's gonna think these are fake.
You're making them nervous. No sudden movement.
I'm not moving.
Where's it? Where's Carl?
Carl? He's up there. Filming.
Thank you.
see me do a head count. I want to know how many injured. Not bad.
Injured?
4 of us a day.
It's not your fault.
What happened to Herb is no one's fault.
You're absolutely right, Preston. And I'll tell you something else. Herbert didn't die for nothing. He died for what he believed in, and I'm going to honor that. He died believing there was still some mystery left in this world. And we could all have a piece of it. For the price of an admission ticket. God damn it, Preston, we're going to finish this film for Herb. We'll finish it. And donate the proceeds to his wife and kids.
All right, we got to get back to the ship. Engelhorn sails in 9 hours.
So? We got to find Miss Darrow.
Hey, did you hear me? We're going to be stranded here. Look, fellas, Miss Darrow was a great gal, no question. And she was a wonderful person. It's a terrible loss, and we're all going to miss her.
I always knew you were nothing like the tough guy you play on the screen. I just never figured you for a coward.
Hey, pal. Hey, wake up. Heroes don't look like me, not in the real world. In the real world, they got bad teeth, a bald spot, and a beer gut. I'm just an actor with a gun who's lost his motivation. Be seeing you.
Anyone else?
See ya.
Thank you.
Happens. I want you to run. You understand?
I'm not a coward. I ain't gonna run.
It's not about being brave, Jimmy. Run, Jimmy.
Do as I say.
Go with Jack.
Ah! No! Carl.
Jimmy.
Get out of there now!
Thank God.
Don't thank God, thank Mr. Baxter. He insisted on a rescue mission.
We knew you'd be okay.
That's the thing about cockroaches. No matter how many times you flush them down the toilet, they always crawl back up the bowl.
Hey, buddy. I'm out of the bowl. I'm drying off my wings and trekking across the lid.
Driscoll! Don't be a fool! Give it up, it's useless!
She's dead.
She's not dead. Jack's gonna bring her back. And the ape will be hard on his heels. We can still come out of this thing okay. More than okay. Think about it. You got a boat full of chloroform we could put to good use.
You want to trap the ape? I don't think so.
Isn't that what you do? Live animal capture? I heard you were the best.
Jack! Look after yourself!
Keep the gate open, will you?
Sure thing, buddy. Good luck!
up the bridge. Do it now, for Christ's sake.
Not yet. Wait. Wait. Wait.
Come on.
Come on! The whole world will pay to see this. We're millionaires, boys. I'll share it with all of you. In a few months, his name will be up in lights on Broadway. Sean, the eighth wonder of the world.
Woman is worth this.
This woman is worth it. I don't care what it takes. I gotta win her back.
Oh, really? She's not gonna buy this for a second.
Shut up and hand me the grapefruit.
You're writing a comedy?
Guess I am. I'm writing it for you.
Why would you do that?
Why would I write a play for you? Isn't it obvious?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't help but overhear. So, he took me to this fancy French restaurant, and halfway through the hors d'oeuvres, he clutches my hand.
And that's when he told you how he felt?
No, he never said it.
He never said it?
He probably thought he didn't need to say it.
Well, then how does she know that it's real?
He said it was not about the words.
Oh, please. If you feel it, you say it.
It's really very simple. He said we'd talk about it later. Only, there was no later. It never happened. That's how it ended.
He just let you walk away? He didn't try to save it?
I honestly believe things might actually work out. Which was really very... foolish.
Men. Oh, they'll give you the world. But they let the one thing that truly matters slip through their fingers. Typical. They're so busy being brave, they forget to use their brains.
Excuse me.
Oh, man. Don't need
gentlemen, I'm here to tell you a very strange story. The story of our adventure, in which 17 of our party suffered horrible deaths. Their lives lost in pursuit of a savage beast. A monstrous aberration of nature. But even the meanest brute can be tamed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as you will see, the beast was no match for the charms of a girl. A girl from New York. Who melted his heart. Bringing to mind that old Arabian proverb. And lo, the beast looked upon the face of beauty, and beauty stayed his hand. And from that day forward, he was as one dead.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you the greatest thing your eyes have ever beheld.
He was a king in the world he knew, but he comes to you now a captive. Ladies and gentlemen,
I give you
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
Don't be alarmed. It's perfectly safe. These chains are made of chrome steel. Beast. I am actually laying my hand on the 25-foot gorilla.
Frank, come on, fellas.
We have in the auditorium tonight a surprise guest. The real-life hero of this story. The man who hunted down the mighty Kong. The man who risked all to win the freedom of a helpless female. A big hand for Mr. Bruce Bester!
He was right about there still being some mystery left in this world. And we can all have a piece of it for the price of an admission ticket.
That's the thing you come to learn about, Carl. His unfailing ability to destroy the things he loves.
But we now come to the climax of this savage ritual, the sacrifice of a beautiful young girl. Behold her terror as she is offered up to the mighty Kong! A big hand, folks, for the bravest girl I've ever met, Miss Andera.
Thank you.
have no idea.
I heard he offered her all kinds of money, and she turned him down flat.
Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go, singing low. Bye-bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar's sweet, so is he. Bye-bye, blackbird.
Here's your story, boys. Beauty and the man who saved her from the beast. Everyone needs to leave, okay? Come on.
Let him roar. It makes a swell picture.
That's the exit.
That's your own seat, buddy. I'm not having mine.
Excuse me, fellas. Coming through. Coming through.
Thank you.
drum off.
It's all yours, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
camera. Come a little closer.
That's it, folks. Show's over. Step back. Clear the area. That's your shut-off point.
Why'd he do that? Climb up there and get himself cornered. The ape must have known what was coming.
It's just a dumb animal. Doesn't know nothing. What does it matter? Airplanes got him.
It wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty killed the beast.